This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is a quick episode that I like to call Lessons of the Day, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Cashflow Ninja Podcast's interview with Tom Cawley. First off, that dreams are what you work for and goals are the steps to take you there. That's a nice kind of mindset to have when you're trying to break down a big dream of yours into actionable steps, so it doesn't seem too overwhelming and daunting of a task. He goes on to talk about how health is a really important thing, because you could be rich and die tomorrow if you're unhealthy. So eating healthy is great. You want at least two-thirds of your diet to be vegetables, and I think that's one commonality between all of the health fads and diets is none of them would ever stress, well, any of the good ones would stress to reduce your vegetable intake. That's just how important they are. Aerobic and strength training will both help to improve your neural health. So there have been studies that show that the more physically active you are, the stronger the neural pathways in your brain are, allowing you to kind of improve that blood flow through the brain so that not only is your heart pumping through your body, it's also pumping through your brain, keeping everything kind of ticking along up there. You also want to be learning every single day. You want to read something new every day so that you're learning something. This is especially important because the brain does like novelty. The more different things you can do every day, such as learning something different, doing one of those Sudoku puzzles, something along those lines have also shown to reduce the onset of Alzheimer's. So kind of like with physical exercise, mental exercise is also great for you. Reading and writing work out two different parts of the brain. So if you're reading, you kind of want to write about what you're reading. That way it solidifies exactly what you've read as well. And the final point was that becoming a millionaire is pretty simple. Self-made millionaires sacrificed a lot early on in their time, and eventually it paid off down the road. So you're doing a lot of hard work today so that you'll be successful in the future. As Grant Cardone likes to say, pay the price today so you can pay any price tomorrow. Simple things of saving, say, 20% of your gross income is a great target to have. You always have a mindset of delayed gratification. What can you do today so that in the future you'll have a better payoff? The next couple points come from The Art of Manliness's interview with Mike Rowe. This is a really interesting podcast. I highly recommend checking this one out as well. Interestingly, through his time on Dirty Jobs, he's come up with a very interesting perspective on hard work and how that's really underappreciated today. But one cool thing that he says is to never follow your passion, but to always bring it with you. And he's basically saying that you can work any job, and as long as you're passionate about that job, you'll be happy and successful in that job. So kind of the work comes first and the passion follows. Passion is too important to ignore, but it's also too fickle to follow. So kind of like happiness, if you're not happy today, you'll never be happy in the future. So kind of find that happiness today, so no matter what it is that you're doing, you're always satisfied with what you're doing. And passion, what he found was that passion comes whenever you get really good at a job and you see how effective you are in the world and what you're adding to everybody else. So that comes down to job satisfaction, and job satisfaction is a key to happiness. Other studies have shown that it's not necessarily how much people get paid, but it's how satisfied they are with the job and the connection they feel with the work that they're doing and the people they're working for. So that's very important to think about. If you're in the work position, even as the employer, if you're a boss of other people, you need to remember what it is that you're providing for them and how you can help them feel better about what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. And the final quick couple of points come from the Entree Leadership Podcast with Dave Ramsey and Christy Brown. First of all, you don't want to prioritize your schedule. You want to schedule your priorities. The same way that you make time for your to-dos, you have to make time for your must-dos. I'm guilty of this, everyone's guilty of this, of creating to-dos and just kind of putting it up to the back burner. That's something you can do tomorrow, the next week, the next month, whatever the case may be. So just like if you don't feel like going to work that day, you still get up and go to work that day. It should be the same with your must-dos. Find your why, and that'll help drive you to completing any must-dos on your list. And by doing this, you'll kind of feel a little bit more satisfaction because you'll make a living of your life, living out your priorities in life rather than doing mundane tasks that aren't actually important to you, but you just somehow happen to do because you haven't prioritized your must-dos in life. So that's all I have for today. So go out and check out those podcasts, go use it, and just apply it to your life, add it to that tool belt. This has been Solomon on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out, go get it.